I very much understand the conflict of watching Grease and seeing the clearly problematic story and message and ending, but nevertheless watching it at least 5 times a year and singing and dancing along to the whole thing while also knowing that the ultimate point is extremely problematic. It's totally anti-Me Too. It's a rape culture movie. I don't know what the conclusion is. Do we not watch it? Do we criticize it before and afterwards? Do we have trigger warnings? Why not? I'm a big fan of a strong trigger warning and then a song and dance party to a movie.
Everybody interprets everything differently.
When it comes to Grease, Olivia Newton-John, quoted in The Guardian, said that this is how relationships actually are.
Honestly, I don't think there was any sexist undertones in Grease. I thought Grease was a fantastic film.
Because it is a classic, but if you look at it, if you look at the storylines, it's about the guys trying to get the girls. Grease Lightning yeah. has sexual undertones, and then in the end, the female lead gives up and tries to dress like the way the boy wants.
True, yeah. And okay, that was back in the 60s.
Well, 50s, but sorry, came out 50s. In 78.
Yeah, okay. But look at what's out now. You know what I mean? You can't. Every song that's female sings is all about, you know, her private parts. Every single song. So
do you think every female pop singer then sings about their private parts?
Yes, every song and every male as well. Like
so they sing about their member.
No, no, not exactly. The women do that. The women do the talk about that. It's all the rap scene.
Dumbo, for example, the crows and that, they're stereotypical African-Americans from the day. And lots of films have racist sexual undertones. Even if we take Dirty Dancing, it's about lots of things, including abortion.
I don't see it's politically incorrect at all. I think it's real. Like, even back then, they knew, you know, what was going on. Abortion happens every day. Hundreds of women go to England every day.
Well, it's not legal here.
Oh, yeah, sorry. No, like, even, what, you mentioned there, Dumbo? What?
Because Disney Plus put out a warning in advance on their platform to say that this film has racial stereotypes.
No, I don't agree, mate. Sorry.
You know, looking at it from today's perspective, it probably is sexist. But it wasn't at the time.
And at the time, is that how you managed to, I suppose, win over a lady? It was almost like a conquest.
It wasn't like that in real life. We didn't have John Travolta dancing
we didn't have
for
John
us.
Travolta, no. And even Saturday Night Fever and so many
yes,
movies
yeah, exactly.
that would have
yeah,
yeah. racial,
that was the movies,
sexual
that undertones. Wasn't real life. That's where you went to get away from real life.
And what was it like? What were the men like when you were growing up? How did they court you?
Much the same. A lot of, you know, it depends on where you met. I met my husband through work. And he's a gentleman, he always was a gentleman. You went to the cinema, you went for a drink, but I think it was a different time, it was wrong. There's no question it was wrong, but at the time it didn't appear to be wrong.
Because Sandy, she felt that she needed to change her appearance to be with Danny. And the male characters, the T-Birds in particular, they focused on sexual conquests and relationships. Or is that just the way men are?
No, I think it's the movies. It's not real life. That was just, you went to the movies, suspension of disbelief. There were very sexist men, and there still are very sexist men. But I don't think the movies is a good indication of what people were like at the time, really.
And would you see Grease as a feminist film?
Now I would. You know, now I would. I didn't see many people at the time complaining about it. This is what I'm talking about.
Because in the film, the female characters do talk about their sexuality openly, don't they?
I think times are better now. They're better for young women particularly. I think it's difficult to go back, and certainly to go back and look at film, which isn't real life anyway.
So we just have to look at it, that's how it was then, and stop
judging.
No,
not stop judging. Learn from it. But I don't think you can go back and say at the time it came out, there was not people raving about it being, you know, exploiting women. Now, looking back at it now, you could say it did. But I'm not sure that's thing, but certainly you wouldn't want it to be like that now.
I think they're kind of historical, that was of the time, and I think if you watch it back now, that so long as you realise that it was of the time, it's not promoting it nowadays. And even it's a bit of a history lesson for our children to say this is what people did and said at the time, but now we've moved on from that and we're not seeing it in the new movies. Well, it would provide an opportunity to bring up those issues that maybe they're not facing nowadays, and so long as it's age appropriate for them, it might make a nice opportunity to discuss it with them.
But you still watch these classics, don't you?
Absolutely.
I do think some of them are a bit like, for these days, they're not great, you know? I mean, in a way, I think you should leave them alone. They were what they were for that time, but I think times have moved on and we're more aware of things that might offend people. I'd still watch them, yeah. I think times have moved on, but that doesn't discredit movies for what they were at the time.
I do think it's a little bit PC gone mad. I remember going to see the film Grease in 1978 when I was a young boy, and it was a fantastic movie with fantastic music. She was a very beautiful woman. Olivia Newton-John was a very beautiful woman. How old was I? 13 at that time.
And was she a pin-up for you?
She was always a very beautiful woman, but I certainly didn't think that the movie overrode those problems, I felt, or issues, and they weren't an issue for me as a young child watching that movie.
When we show these films to our kids, do we have to actually now tell them, go, wait a second,
well,
you shouldn't do that?
I remember giving a gift of that movie to young children for their communions, stroke, you know, that age. And it was there at that time, it was their movie to give young children for a fun movie. So I don't believe those overtones or undertones, whichever way you want to describe it, are really relevant to children at all. I think it's adults are a little bit, maybe, as I say, overprotective in that regard.
And is it cancel culture? Are we cancelling everything that perhaps is in any way old-fashioned or dodgy or perhaps sexualized or perhaps...
But everything is in the context of its time, and I think now we're living in a different time, certainly to when I was a young boy, and I don't believe, I think we're maybe a little bit overprotective of issues that maybe concern us more than children who you know, wouldn't be thinking like that. Maybe, you know, the adults feel we need to be overly protective, whereas I don't have an issue with it, but I think it is a little bit over the top.
Even Ghostbusters, I was watching the 1984 classic for the first time not that long ago.
Yeah.
A brilliant film, but again, quite a lot of sexual undertones, and
okay.
Bill Murray was pretty sexist right through.
That's the first I've heard of that issue.
Oh no, it's definitely of its time. I wouldn't regard it as being sexist at all. No, not if it's fun. We all need a little bit of fun in our lives at the moment.
It takes you out of yourself, takes you away to a time. You know, we didn't know it. I thought it was fabulous. I'd sit down and watch it again. I wouldn't feel, no way is it sexist.
So you wouldn't feel at all that Grease is sexist?
Not at all. And it's an awful shame that films like Gone with the Wind and all the old style films, I mean, you have to just take them for what they were. They were simple. There were stories, they were romantic, the dresses, that's what it was all about.
And they were of its time.
Of its time.
And you have to take that in. Times have changed, but they were of its time. And people have to understand that.
And
I think
were so many films like that.
Oh, absolutely.
So many, even Dirty Dancing had a lot of undertones.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. But I think you would be depriving the young people of an insight into a different time by taking them off, out of circulation, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, Dirty Dancing, like, fantastic. Any age, it's just...
But if you ask any young person, I'm a secondary school teacher, if you ask any young person, any girl, they've all seen Dirty Dancing, they've all seen Grease, they all know the songs Grease, they put Grease on as a show. We did it as a show.
So they know all the tracks.
They know absolutely,
everything.
Yeah. And they don't see it as being, they see it as a piece of film, piece of music, script, that's fun.
And no undertones.
And no undertones.
No. Really?
Yeah. Well, they understand maybe that there are, but that's not the purpose of it. The idea is that it's just a bit of fun.
That was culture at the time. You can't go back in time and fix it. You can only go forward. I think
to be honest, whenever young people or children watch certain movies, I think the responsibility is with the family to guide them and let them understand, you know, what's right or wrong. You can't just leave it up to movies to be right or wrong. I think it was just the culture of the time. I never felt offended. Also, at the end of the movie, you see how she reversed the roles. So it's not like sexist, only one way from the end, from the beginning to the end.
It does sound a bit sexist at the end, yeah.
So at the end, when she suddenly turns into Danny and dresses in black and leather.
Yeah, it's a bit weird though.
I don't know, I never felt offended. I don't know, I just thought it was culture of the time.
Yeah.
Just like when they want to edit like a Fairy Tale of New York because the language, I mean, that was like 20, 30 years ago. Yeah. It would progress anyway, so it's a classic that, you know, I don't know, I don't think it should be re-edited. Summer day.